Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is time for some Hot Topics. I'm going to kick it off here with, at what point do you roll it up? Steve?
What do you mean, roll it up?
Steve, what point do you roll it up?
Probably like on a Tuesday.
Kevin, at what point do you roll it up?
Jeez, I'm trying to think of what I would even... At what point do you roll it up? 12 feet.
12 feet. Okay. I just meant, you know, like temperature-wise. At what point do you roll your window up when you're driving around town? Like, how cold does it have to be? And also, the other question is, does it depend on the time of day?
Yeah, it might. I feel like you're weaker in the morning.
Yeah, right? You're more tired. It's just, you know, I got it going yet. So everything, even if it's like 60, you're like, oh, it's kind of chilly. But later in the day, you might think, man,
right?
45, I might have it down.
Although I'm one of those, I would love to drive around with my window down, even when it's cold out, and just have the heater on.
Okay.
Something about the fresh air.
Yeah. No,
it just changes it up.
I don't mind that. There was a guy this morning, and it was like 52, and, you know, it was cool. That's definitely not cold, but, you know, driving at, I guess we were probably going 35 or 40, you know, just arm out the window, short sleeve shirt on, and he's just driving along. I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do that. Rolled my window down, went, gosh, dang it, I'm not doing that. That's dumb. I had it down for about 8.5 seconds, maybe.
Oh, so not instant regret.
I mean, that's pretty instant. I mean, my arm was probably out for about 5 then, but took 3 seconds to get the window back up again. I also had a long sleeve shirt on, so I was like, you know, not the same. But yeah, at 52 and then going a certain, you know, speed, I think that's cool. I might be like Kevin, where if I do roll it down, it's cool. I'll still throw the heat on.
Yeah.
Feels good on
I just love that feeling.
Do you also do the feet heat, or do you do like body heat? Or, I mean, where do you point your heater?
At first, I will go just at me.
Okay, so just the one that shows it right in the middle of your chest. Yes, yeah.
But to a dual.
Oh, and then you dual it up. Oh, wow, man. I'm a big foot heat. You know, heat rises. I put it down there first and let her roll up. What do you do, Steve?
Yeah, let her roll up.
I mean, I just let her go.
Yeah. I don't play the heat game.
What does that mean? You've never changed your heater? It's just wherever it was factory set when you pulled it out of the lot 12 years ago?
Well, I'm not rolling down the windows when it's cold out. Oh, are you just speaking in general?
Just in general.
I guess all over. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll like split it. Yeah.
Okay. That's how I roll, baby.
That's how you roll. Also, you did not signal going out of the parking lot yesterday.
Oh, you did notice that. I was thinking about it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed you were like, I'm like, oh, is he going right or left? Because, you know, we've had a lot of road construction. So, you know, for a while there with Kevin, when you pulled out of the lot, you could only go left.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I didn't know which way we were going, you know, and it's open to the right now. And there he was, breaking the law, turning without signaling.
Jeez, Steve.
I was offended.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
I think you're fine.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Statute of limitations is immediate if law enforcement doesn't see it.
Yes. What is coffee? We love coffee, right? Everybody likes their coffee. It puts them in a good mood. I can't start my day until I have my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard all the things. But according to new research from British researchers, a cup of coffee helps you cope with a hectic morning.
Okay.
But not just for the reason that you may think. They say they gave men and women coffee, but then challenged them with various puzzles and tasks.
Okay.
The results? Women outperformed men on both.
After the coffee or the coffee or
after
just
the,
in?
After the coffee, Jay.
Okay, wow.
The reason they believe is that women are more likely to band together under stress, while men are more aggressive.
No way. That's groundbreaking.
So the coffee's not doing dudes any good. It's only doing the ladies good.
Huh. Well, that's going to hurt the coffee business.
Yeah, it is.
I bet there's guys everywhere going, well, then I'm not drinking it anymore. I just looked it up. What percentage of people you think drink coffee? Of Americans in the past
day? I'll say 67.
Is that a real guess?
Yeah, 67% drink coffee.
Well, the game's over. That's exactly right.
No, it is not.
67% of Americans drank coffee in the last 24 hours.
He got it exactly right.
Exactly right. It's just that kind of guy.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know it. Well, he's a total pro.
How do I do it?
Also, that seems like I would have guessed lower. I mean, I would have guessed higher. I feel like that might have been a little low, but... And again, it's adults, so obviously...
I agree, yeah.
Obviously, that's still a good percentage, but that's also a 20-year high. The consumption of coffee keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher.
Is that right?
That's why it's a 20-year high, yes.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Okay, Steve, what do you have?
Wait, are we a month away from November?
That was your worst one in a minute, by the way. Well, you know, November is only a month away. I actually looked at the calendar and went, wait, what?
I don't know. I know it's September, but...
You did. You knew that.
I just, for some reason, I wanted to skip October.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
And you, not only that, but we were talking about the 20th. It wasn't like you were talking about November 1st. Like, we're talking about the CMA award show, I think, where he's, oh, that's November 20th. Well, that's only a month away.
Yeah, that's it.
Or 63 days.
Yeah, 2 months.
Back to you, Steve.
Which will be here fast, I'll give you that.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so
okay, you made you feel better?
Right?
You don't get to award yourself half points for big mistakes.
All right, 0.25.
Nope.
Points. No, okay. Here's a question for you. Are games on your phone video games?
Oh, boy. I like that question.
It was brought to my attention the other day.
Because someone said, you play video games, and someone will say, oh, I only play games on my phone, and they don't know that that's different.
Yeah.
In the aspect that you can get lost in them and not pay attention to your spouse talking to you, yes.
Okay.
I'm just generalizing. It's never happened to me. But
Right.
But otherwise, I don't feel like they are.
Okay. So you would say no then?
I'm going to say no. Kevin?
Yeah, I'll lean on the no as well.
Even though it is technically like a video. I mean, and you are, depending on what game you're playing.
Yeah, but it just seems different. I feel like you have to have a console for a video game.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're locked in. They've got headsets. You've got a separate controller. It also, video games tend to last longer, or at least the session lasts longer.
Now, if you were playing a game on your phone that is also a game that you would play on a video game system.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
What would you consider it? Still just a phone on, or game on your phone? Or a phone on your,
I would say I'm playing a video game on my phone, I think, under that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying on that one, but.
It's a lot to say, though.
It is, but I would say it because if I play that game on my phone, I'm likely also playing it on a console, which is why I started playing it on a phone.
Yes.
Because I think the order is you play it on your console, you like it, you want to play it more often when you're mobile, so you play it on your phone, not the other way around. So then under that guideline, I would say I'm playing a video game on my phone. Otherwise, I just say I'm playing a game on my phone.
Mm. What if it was opposite and you were playing a phone game on your TV,
like
computer?
I don't know.
I'm just
okay. Well, now you've ruined it.
I've gone one kind of. Huh?
It's kind of what it's feeling like.
Oh, okay.
What? Just one too many, Steve.
I have lots of questions.
Yeah. I know. I get it. Yeah. So I think overall we've said no. Games on your phone, not video games. Final answer.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The vessel.
The carrier.
For the pickle and all the other stuff you want to put in there is really nice with a piece of, like, lunch meat or whatever that's that right size.
Kevin James.
But no cracker, huh?
I mean, I there's nothing I wouldn't eat.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay. Hey, check out the podcast. You can download it for free, subscribe, rate, and review all the things, and You'll get a notification every time a new podcast comes up. And if Steve doesn't fall off the chair in there today when he's working on it, then it'll be uploaded a little bit after the show ends today.
It could happen.
It could. You never know. It's a possibility. It almost happened yesterday. Nearly had to call 911.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Round number two.
Hey, based on that, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Would you rather have a chair that has no back or no arms?
Just like to sit and relax in? Obviously no arms. Yeah, you got to be able to lean back.
Even if there's a wall nearby?
It doesn't matter. I would still go with the arms.
That's why my chair works for me is because, it doesn't have arms. It doesn't have a back. It's just a platform. But I lean up against the wall with it. That's the only reason why it works.
That also helps because of the size of the room on that side. It's kind of perfectly shaped where you're not too far from the counter and you can still lean on the wall. So it's because, some places you lean on the wall and you're a long way away from, your quote-unquote workstation. That's not the case there. You're pretty close to the workstation and can lean at the wall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I still would rather take a chair without arms. Arms are restricting for a big fella.
Yeah. Yep, sure.
What if they're adjustable? Like you can make them as narrow or as
more
wide?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. I don't think I've ever seen those.
Oh, maybe we just invented something.
No, the one I'm currently leaning against has adjustable arms.
Oh, okay.
Adjustable width-wise?
It does, yeah. You can adjust height and width on this chair.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
What year is this? A nice one.
Yeah. What an invention. How many pairs of shoes do you own that you should probably just throw out because they're not comfortable to wear?
I'm going to say, hold on, I'm counting the ones that are right there.
Carry the one.
I'll say like 12.
Okay.
12?
Steve, do you have any shoes?
I don't think I own 12 pairs of shoes.
I could see that, yeah.
Jeez. Maybe one or two.
I mean, why do we do that?
Well, here's what I always think, Jay. I don't want to get rid of the certain shoes because I'm like, those are really cool brown shoes.
I understand. And you're like, maybe I could suck it up for a short period of time.
Right. I only wear them like to one occasion or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I do want to have those if I ever need them.
Yeah.
But they're not very comfortable, and they're just, I don't know.
Yeah, those stilettos.
But I'll get rid of them. Yeah. I am going to get rid of some of my tennis shoes. I just was noticing how many pairs I had, and it's definitely time to get rid of some of those.
I know. It is weird. I know that I have some because this morning I was like, I saw a pair of shoes, and I said, oh, man, I'm going to wear those. And in my mind, I'm like, wait, I remember the last time I wore those. They're super uncomfortable. Like,
they weren't so great.
I need to throw those out, and then I'm like, yeah, but they're kind of cool looking black sort of tennis shoe with kind of a white bottom, and I feel like I could wear them for a couple of hours, which is just dumb.
No, I'm with you.
It's just dumb. Just get rid of them. I mean, donate them, throw them away, sell them. I don't care what you do, but why do you have them in your closet? And I'm only talking to myself.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Okay, do we buy this latest trend? According to a recent survey, men are especially attracted to women who own certain types of dogs.
Okay.
These are the ones that men say they are attracted to women if they have this type of dog.
Boy, a big dog? Can we just go by size?
There's a little bit of everything on the list.
Okay, this kind of dog.
Chihuahua?
No, definitely not.
Chihuahua is actually number three.
Really? Wow, yeah. Okay.
I would not have thought
Retriever?
That. Golden Retriever, number one, Jay. Labrador Retriever, number two. Chihuahua, number three.
Chihuahua.
The Poodle, number four.
Okay.
Especially the
Golden Doodles, yeah.
What are they called? The Doodles. The Golden Doodles.
Oh, okay.
Hypoallergenic.
Yeah, that's hot. Supposedly.
Number five.
Yeah, we've always said that.
Yeah.
It's one of the show's themes. hypoallergenic. That's hot.
And there's number five on the list, the beagle.
Okay, unexpected.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think this is true. So they're saying that more women are starting to buy dogs to attract men.
Really? Wow, that's quite the investment and commitment.
Yeah, you're right. You have to be ready for a dog anyways. Don't just be getting one just because.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were just saying to have, you know, for companionship. Well, then, I mean, obviously, no. I get that, but...
Yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I'm trying to think if I... A golden retriever I like. I sit out here and I watch people walk their dogs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite dog in the neighborhood is a golden doodle.
Okay.
And she has one of those little slings that you can throw the ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like a chuck it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chuck it. And she lets that baby rip, but man, is that dog happy.
Holy smokes.
Just goes down and gets it, comes back, just sits there.
Kevin, we one of the cheap ones, the cheap chuckets we had, snapped right where the ball is cradled. So we're like, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to go online and grab one real quick. And I didn't realize that my wife had just gotten it, like, I don't know, seriously, like at a dollar store or something. So I went online and I bought this chucket. You know what we're talking about, Steve? The little plastic kind of like looks like an arm and it cradles the ball and you can whip a ball like
a thousand times
farther than you could ever throw it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just ordered it because I saw it was one of those we had looked at it but never bought it. So I just ordered it and it was like $8 or something. My wife, I know, she's like, whoa, boy, $8 is a lot. And I was, is it? Because I don't know chucket prices. Call me weird. So she's like, actually, that's pretty expensive. I was like, is it really? She's like, yeah, $8 for a chucket. That's an $8 chucket. And we're not going to say that again. I mean, no one's risking that. And so it shows up. And we get this box. And the thing's like 3 feet tall, this box is. And I said to my wife, what did you order? She's like, what do you mean? You ordered something. Your name's on it. Well, it always comes in my name anyway, so it's hard to know. I open it up. This chucket is literally like about 6 to 8 inches longer than my arm.
What?
It's gigantic. And the ball is almost the size of a softball instead of just like a tennis ball. It's extra large, which I didn't realize I had clicked on. But that thing will throw it to Coeur d'Alene from my house. I let that thing go the first day, and it hit the fence, and I was like, oh, no. Like, I got to...
dial that down a bit.
I want to back that thing down extra
large.
It's like
the first time you see someone use the hot dog cannon.
Oh, man.
Like at the, Spokane Indians or something like that.
Yeah.
The hockey game.
Man.
And they don't have it dialed in right yet.
Right.
And they shoot that hot dog just like a missile at someone in the audience.
And it's wrapped in aluminum foil.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
coming at you like a projectile. And I hope you're hungry. That thing's going to go right through your throat.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, a warning should come on that chucket. Danger. Warning. This thing can go 6 miles.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He has a sign that says ask me about my baseball. There's literally no way that I would ask a question about his baseball.
Kevin James.
Hey, Jay, what are you doing today?
I got to do some outside stuff.
Later today, I have a haircut, and then I'm going to go do... Putting the sign up is that.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I can't remember. Is there a way to check, like, the allergen and the pollen count and all that?
I bet there is.
Is it on the one of the weather apps or is it on like Air Now?
I think I know I've seen it on a weather app.
Okay, let me look.
I'll check my weather app. Are you feeling?
Oh man,
are you feeling allergenic?
Holy smokes, my eyes are insane right now.
Is that right?
Like it's just can't see.
You do have very nice eyes.
Oh gosh, that's so nice, Steve. Weird, but. Thank you. Let's see. Weather app.
Wait, we're not playing that game?
No, it's fine. It's perfectly clear with a 19-mile visibility. I see that. Boy, there's a lot
is
on
really?
There.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see it. If anybody knows, just for fun. I don't even know why you need to check. I don't need to check because my...
Here we go, Jay. I'm ready for you.
Sinuses. Oh, you got it?
Allergies, key factors, pollen.
Thanks, bud.
Wind and humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Today it is medium.
Okay, medium. All right. Wow.
And then medium, medium, medium all week, actually.
All right. Well, very good. Very nice.
It might have skin been... health is moderate.
Wow.
Cold and flu, low.
Uh-huh.
Breathing, very good.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you.
What is this that you're reading?
I mean, Weather obviously, is that what it is?
Okay. Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's all right. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I did a lot of power washing yesterday, and I was outside for quite a while.
That'll do it. You're
kicking
up
stuff
all
the, up.
Yeah.
Yeah, kicking it up, man.
Jeez. Yeah, you can't expect not to get some boogies in your nose when you do stuff like that. That's trouble.
Yeah. I've always said that, man. Power washing, it'll give you boogies in your nose.
Oh.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Well, what food always looks delicious? I was thinking, because this is a funny little clip. It's a, you know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is.
Sure.
And they just got ice cream cones.
Okay.
And they're pretty big ice cream cones, and they look pretty good. And the boy is excited to eat his. And she is not like, wait, we have a mission. Let's listen.
Oh, this looks so good.
I know. No! What are you doing?
Eating my ice cream.
No, I needed to take a photo.
Oh, man.
Here, hold it out like this. You know we take a photo first. Stop! I don't like this one.
Okay,
hold it out.
Sorry.
Okay, now hold it up to your face.
Oh, boy.
Say cheese!
Cheese.
So excited.
You don't even know. You don't even know.
Losing the fun of it.
Oh, man.
I did see that a while back. I was at the mall.
Okay.
Oh, it was when I was getting my glasses at the mall. And, you know, it was summertime, and so there were some kids walking around the mall, and I thought, oh, that makes me kind of happy. I didn't know if kids did that anymore.
Walk the mall?
If they just walked around the mall. Oh, like, okay. That was still a cool place to go, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, let's go hang out at the mall for a few hours. But they were doing, I mean, everywhere they went, it was.
You had to take a picture of it?
Pausing and pictures and posing. And I was like, oh, man, that is exhausting, guys. And then they got one of the, Cinnabon.
Oh, man.
They got a Cinnabon, yeah, and they were showing that off and posing with it. And I thought, okay, well, now that makes sense. Because Cinnabons are so good looking.
Yeah, and it's different. You don't get it a lot, so.
You don't. Ice cream's another good one to take pictures with.
I was trying to think. I was just going to ask you guys about that this morning. I never got to it, but how often you take pictures of your food. Because Steve, when we walked out of here yesterday, was showing me, I think he said he sent it to you, Kevin, pictures. I said something about, hey, how was your Sunday or something? As we were walking out, I hadn't asked him that yet. And he goes, well, I said, what was for dinner? Because I said, for family dinner, we just went with the grilled cheese and soup on Sunday for the family dinner. And I said, what'd you do for Sunday dinner? And he's, oh, well, let me show you. And he whipped out his phone. He said, I sent this over to Kevin. And he had taken pictures of his wontons and whatever else you had there.
Yeah, well, because it was so good. And well, because Kevin had asked me, and I said, well, why tell you when I can show you?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I showed
because
you.
I was just curious, you know, your team was on the Chicago Bears.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just could sit and watch them.
That's
and
a big
like,
deal.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, what's Steve got for dinner tonight? This ought to be fun.
I mean, I feel like it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a decent meal. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it was very delicious.
Leftovers, but that's okay.
How often do you take pictures of your food?
Not very.
What about you, Kevin?
I don't think I do it very often.
I scrolled back, and for like 6 months, I found two pictures of food. One was on Friday night after the Walker Hayes concert. I sent it over to one of Walker's representatives, because my wife and I had stopped and gotten shakes on the way home. And I said, you know, no Bourbon Street shake, just Oreo shake. Two straws, one check. And I just, just sent it to her. And she's like, man, that looks so good. And it was like, whatever time it was after the show. And then I looked back, and the only other time that I could find was when we had gone to Mexico for some reason. My wife had sent me an image that I had saved, which was just steak and lobster.
Oh, a little surf and turf.
Yeah, baby. But I don't normally like, I mean, unless it's just something really weird. But Steve, yours makes sense because Kevin had asked and you wondered. I mean, that. You okay?
Sorry, that was
all right?
That was my that was the ice cream video playing on my phone. I was trying to see if I have any pictures of food.
I just don't normally take pictures of food. It's got to be something very unique.
That's fair. Like grasshoppers or something?
Yeah, if I were to eat grasshoppers, yes.
The last one that I have that is a picture of food is
how are you doing there with your phone? Are you doing all right?
It's fine, yeah. Listen.
People who saw Jesus or Elvis in their food were kind of crazy.
Okay.
Then I met this pickle.
Very risky what you're doing here.
No, it's not. It's my content. I created it.
Oh,
I'm a content creator.
No, I didn't. I never saw
it
that.
It says
one.
I always thought people who saw Jesus or Elvis in their food were kind of crazy.
And then you met a pickle.
Then I met this pickle. And he looks...
That doesn't sound anything like you. That's weird.
What is happening?
I'm not going to explain content creation to you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, even Steve would smile at an old dog.
Flash those pearly whites.
Kevin James.
No. How'd that one sit with you, Kevin? You've been having trouble with what Steve says today. What'd you think of that one?
That one was fine.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Was it Sylvia?
Yes.
Qualified for the Seahawks tickets? Before we get out of here today, in the next 15 minutes, we're going to give away some more Silverwood tickets. So hold on for your chance there. It's the last weekend of Silverwood before they flip the switch and change it into Scarywood.
It is quite the process.
Yeah, I'm sure that takes a minute. So anyway, last weekend of Silverwood, that's how you know summer's coming to a close.
And what, Scarywood goes through all of October, I'm assuming?
I don't know for sure.
That is correct.
I mean, I know it goes through Halloween. I just don't know if it goes. Well, I mean, obviously that's through October. I don't know how far into November it goes.
Okay, so it might go beyond. Okay,
it could. If only there was a way to check.
Final thoughts.
November 2nd.
No one knows.
I mean, if there's only like a search engine or some way to find out random facts. We'll work on it. Anyway, final thoughts, Steve. You can kick it off.
Jay, prepare yourself. Kevin, prepare yourself.
Oh, boy.
This might not go well.
Okay.
But it's exciting news because it works. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Testing.
Oh.
What? Okay. Nope. That didn't work.
The
okay.
voice changer?
Yeah.
Which is basically just sounds like a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Well, can you turn the volume down a little bit?
I don't know. It's not letting me adjust.
Kevin, Steve brought it Hold down on. To the end.
Did this do anything?
That's so bad.
The engineers actually wasted their time on that thing.
Hello, Jay.
Oh. Wow.
It kind of works.
So it has different settings?
I guess so.
Wow.
I'm playing around with it.
Well.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you can't tell that's you at all. It doesn't that change is, your voice.
The one did.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you could. The bad news is you can still hear you on the other side of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a very clean filter.
No, it really isn't. It's weird because it's made of 100% plastic and looks like a child's toy. I can't believe it doesn't work better than that. Well, we were pretty excited when we found it, and I think that excitement has now waned after the engineer spent an hour on it.
I mean, it works.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a lot of effort put into
it. There really was, yeah.
It looks cool.
Thoughts.
Might be user error. I'll try it in a minute.
Okay, please do, because, yeah, it might be.
All right, Kevin, final thought.
I don't know if I get good points for this, bad points.
Okay.
Bad points for just doing a bad job in general. And that is, you know, showering at home, if my legs are covered, because both my legs need to be covered up, blah, blah, blah. And so if I do that, then I have to slide these big plastic things over them, tighten them up. Do it on both legs. Do it on my arm because I have the little pick line for the medication. So I got to get that all ready. So it's a lot of things to get ready to then jump in the shower and, you know, try to enjoy the shower. Well, the other day I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it a lot. Apparently in too much, because the big booties I had on,
okay,
they were clogging the drain, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, you got some big booties.
I was just sitting there going, oh, this feels so good.
So you were standing on the drain, and then therefore it wouldn't drain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a handicapped shower that then.
Oh, so the lip is only like an inch or so or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, not even.
Huh.
So there's just water everywhere.
Huh.
There's no lip to catch it and keep the water inside, super stupid.
Yeah.
And so it just came out everywhere. The entire bathroom was flooded.
Oh.
And I thought, I can clean this up right this second. I don't feel like cleaning it up right this second. And so I thought, I'm just going to let the water stand. I'm going to get the fans out. I have like two industrial fans.
Oh, wow.
And just blow them and let them dry it up. So, but while that's going, my granddaughter had her remote control truck thing. And I was like, yeah, let's see if this will go through there.
Through the water?
So then we got to play in the water with the remote control truck. She was doing donuts in it and spraying little rooster tails of water. It was really fun.
See, positives.
Until my son came
here
and said,
go.
That's disgusting, that water that she's playing
that's, in. I mean, he's not wrong.
And I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
All right.
But come on. She's fine. We're having a good time.
Final thoughts.
Did you just not clean it up because you were waiting for your son to get home?
No. He was home. He was here the whole time.
Okay.
The fans did the trick.
Huh. Wow. Well, sorry about your booty.
Thank you.
You got to be careful what you mention on the internet. I mentioned, I asked you guys a question about the number of shoes that you had and how many of them, you know, why do you not throw away shoes that are uncomfortable to wear? Boom. Up on my Twitter feed, there's like four different companies now that it says, comfortable shoes to wear at epic festivals. Wear these shoes and you'll never have foot pain again. It's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's frustrating.
You think it, you say it, you do, it's,
it shows up.
It's there, it's existence.
Okay, well now they're showing a kid wash a pig. I feel better. Oh no, that's a hippo. Oh, wow.
Same.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah. With a baby hippopotamus. Oh, that thing is cute as a dickens.
Aren't hippopotamuses supposed to be like the most dangerous animal?
Oh, thanks, Steve. If only there was a way to find out for sure.
What? Go up against the hippopotamus?
Or you just Google it. Also, I had this for you. When I was looking through my phone to find pictures of food, to see how long I had taken pictures of food or how often, I'd forgotten that I took this picture when I was in Mexico as well. It was at the duty-free store at the airport.
I love duty-free.
And they had smokes there. They had cigs, if you will. And in big, bold letters, that takes up half the package. You know, we have the warnings here, you know, about what it can do, what smoking can do. They don't mess around. In Mexico, it just says, smokers die younger. Great big, bold letters.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, well, that's different.
Well, don't sugarcoat it.
I guess you know. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Calm. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go on the way out. We're going to give away some Silverwood tickets for this weekend. If you want to go, it's 509-441-0999. We'll get you all squared away.
Perfect weekend for it, too.
Looks like
it's going to be, ideal.
Yeah, you couldn't design a better weather weekend with, 75 on Saturday and Sunday? That's crazy, with some sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, ideal. All right, guys, should we do it again tomorrow? Do like a Wednesday show tomorrow, you thinking?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday.
Thomas Rhett tickets. Tomorrow, when we give away Thomas Rhett tickets, the show will be exactly a year away. Which is very
weird. Yeah, we don't usually give him away this far in advance, but I like that he got his name out there.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're sitting there thinking to yourself, oh, man, I got plans this weekend, so I can't do this. Oh, man, I got plans on September 18th, 2025. I got that thing. I can't get out of.
Yeah. Well, it could be Thomas Rhett tickets.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. So that's tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you then.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye.